See if you recognize these words. That from these honored dead, we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave their last full measure of devotion. You recognize it? Some of you might. It might help if I started with some of the first words of that speech, which began 67 years ago. On December 19th, 1963, Abraham Lincoln delivered that famous Gettysburg Address. Still remains one of the most notable speeches in American history, even though it consists of less than 300 words. And Lincoln began by referencing the beginnings of the nation and cited language from the Declaration of Independence, the proposition that all men are created equal. And then he noted that the great Civil War currently being fought in the defense of an ideal, and how on that day in Gettysburg, a piece of ground was being dedicated as a cemetery to tribute those who had given their lives during what had become the most pivotal battle of the war. He used the term, and I quote, "It is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this." And later he challenged his audience to take increased devotion to that cause which they gave the last full measure of devotion. Now, at this time, consider those words. The last full measure of devotion. And to do that, we picture a battlefield. Not Gettysburg, of course, but a garden in Gethsemane, where the Son of God anguished over a great spiritual war, which he was engaged to accomplish the purpose which he had come into the world, as is said in Matthew 20:28, to give his life as a ransom for many. Before that, Jesus said that the Bible says that he resolutely set out for Jerusalem, and now in Gethsemane he has resolutely committed himself to the Father's holy purpose when he said those famous words, "Not my will, but yours be done." Luke 22:42. At the conclusion of the Gettysburg Address, President Lincoln urged the listeners to consider the unfinished work and the great task before him and before them. He wanted them to make certain that those who died at Gettysburg did not do so in vain, and that America would experience a new birth of freedom. We who come today to remember Christ and have chosen to follow him, we still have an unfinished work before us. There's a great task before us, for we have embraced the same cause for which Jesus gave the last full measure of devotion. We desire that others experience the new birth of freedom, the new birth that offers freedom from sin and an entrance into a holy nation of God's chosen people, as stated in 1 Peter 2:9. In his Great Commission, Jesus outlines the unfinished business the church is called to address. So as we come today to gather and to observe the Lord's Supper, we might also say, it is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this, and that we should remember Jesus, who gave the last full measure of devotion. As we do this in remembrance of him, because we know that he did not die in vain. Father, we come before you. And as we sang, you will ever be holy. And Father, your holiness amazes us. Especially, Father, when we compare it what we are so many times. Fallen and broken and wrapped in sin. And Father, left exposed to the world. But Father, we want to come today to remember Christ, who gave everything. The last full measure of his devotion to you, Father, to be that sacrifice for us. That, Father, that we might be wrapped in him. That, Father, that we might be seen as he is seen through your eyes. And so, Father, we just want to come today to glorify him and realize that as we partake of these emblems, yes, we examine ourselves, but more importantly, we remember him. Father, for today is about him. It's about you. And so, Father, we ask for your mercy and your grace upon us. And we thank you and we praise you, we honor you, and we glorify you through Jesus Christ. It's in his name that we pray.